Hello and welcome to The Cloister. This is a sixth part in our series on the Rule of St. Benedict, led by the monks of Glenstall Abbey. In today's episode, Father Yarak examines St. Benedict's notion of good zeal. I hope these gentle reflections continue to be a blessing to you.
In the penultimate chapter of his rule, St. Benedict talks about the zeal. He emphasizes how important it is for our spiritual life to have this zeal, good zeal, zeal that ultimately leads to eternal life. What is this zeal? I would describe it as a constant and fervent turning, first toward God and then towards people. In other words, it will be an obedient attitude toward God and people, which shouldn't be surprising, as obedience is definitely the hallmark of the whole dynamic of the rule. And this obedient turning toward God and the others needs to have a very zealous character. This zeal is, at the end of the day, nothing other than love. Because to love, as understood by the ancients, is simply to be on fire. And who else will better personify that attitude than Prophet Elijah, a prophet like fire, zealous for God, loving him to the extreme? Now, how can we learn about this zeal? How shall we know what to do? Saint Benedict wants his monks to read, and to read a lot. Every day should be filled with reading, his famous Lectio. It is intriguing that it is precisely for the sake of this turning toward God, conversatio in Latin, that Benedict presents in the last chapter of the rule a set of books that are the best means to achieve the ultimate goal of perfection in one's turn and return to God. Benedict understood all too well that this comes through patient reading and meditating on the sacred texts, that a monk soaks up with the examples of saintly living that are presented in the pages of these books. It was indispensable for Benedict that a monk had to spend a few hours every day learning the ways of a good Christian life. That, to his mind, would help a monk in his conversion, this fundamental process in the monastic life. In Greek, it is called metanoia. Reading, pondering over, and absorbing the text from the tradition was for Benedict the only way to advance in one's spiritual life, the way that was to change one's thinking, turning it toward God and the needs of the others. In other words, it enabled a monk to abandon being focused on himself, his own will, and his selfish needs and desires. May you, whoever you're listening to this podcast, be happy to rekindle this fire of love in your heart. Getting to learn about God in our reading seems a most wonderful way for us to make our human response to God's love.
Thank you for listening to The Cloister. New episodes are released fortnightly, and we hope that you will join us again soon. God bless.